Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour and Tracy's Dog Show. And woohoo! And my co-host Tracy Mahan. I guess that could have been co-host Tracy Mahan and her dog
And the
show.
dog show.
Yes.
You guys actually
Same thing.
missed the dog show. The instigator got pulled out of here just a second ago, and that's why we're running a minute or two late.
That's
We
all good.
have.
And our question master, Tiffany.
Hello. Yay.
Yay! So come on in, everybody. Come in. It's so good to be back. Happy New Year. We weren't here last week because Tracy was celebrating her birthday. She's a New Year baby. So, you
Here,
know.
baby.
So anyway, Happy New Year's. So excited to be back, welcoming into the new year. Oh my goodness. The new
Yeah.
vibrations that'll officially be here, I think, next month.
I think, yeah. It's like, where are they? Yeah, but maybe it starts in the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, which is in February, and that makes more sense. And otherwise, I was thinking it could be similar to like the Mercury retrograde when there's like a shadow period that we're phasing out
Yeah.
of one and into another, because there's still a lot of echoing of the previous
It's
vibration.
in my life, it seems like everything's being postponed. It's like, oh, we have this event. Oh, we're gonna have to postpone that. And then this other thing. Oh, let's postpone that too. And then
Did
we're
you have
not quite
other events being
having.
postponed besides the one I told you about?
It did. We had a
Oh.
family, mom's side of the family, where we're all gonna get together on the 11th, and we had to postpone that. I was going to do vision boards, and nobody was able, like, so much was going on that nobody was able to go get all their supplies for it. So we postponed that. And then you called me postponed. Yeah. So is that something you're talking about? The postponing? Are you going to talk
No,
about that?
not yet. Not yet until we have
It.
something concrete. And we don't yet, so
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of patience, waiting. Yeah. I'm seeing
Yeah,
happy
maybe that's
birthdays
part
in the
of.
corner of my eye. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for that.
Yes, yeah, it's so cool. So anyway, come on in, tell us where you're from, shine your light. That lights up your part of the grid, which is really, really important. This is what we do. This is what we're doing here. And I know it may not seem like, oh, it's like, what am I? We are energetic beings and we are beings of light. And so when we shine those lights and we direct them out, one, it's showing that we're not alone. We're all here together and everything, but it really is lighting up that grid, which is the energetic vibration of the planet. I mean, there's so much to it. But that's, you know, that's what carries your influence around the world. So, anything else that pops in my head that just came in, that was cool. Can you see that running? Yeah, you're riding the grid around the world. So be proud of who you are and where you are and what you're doing. Even if
It
it feels
makes
like you're
me,
doing nothing, you are being, and that is doing huge things.
yeah, that picture made me think of the atom symbol that you get where it's a
Yeah.
ring. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
you guys,
Very
that's
cool.
all of
Yeah.
us, test guys, it's you guys. Very nice. If you guys have questions, please go to one of the streams you're watching right now. So open it up into its full form and put your questions in there. Tiffany will be looking for those questions. How do you get her attention? I wonder. Good way to get Tiffany's attention would be putting your name in capital letters with a bunch of emojis. Maybe Princess Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany, Tiffany in the Sky. You guys are really good at coming up with the names. So you have a little bit more time to think about it and get something really good in there. Capitalize it. She'll find it. She'll see you have a question. She'll ask us. Then Julia and I, we put on our antennas and we do the thing and we bring in information and we'll tell you what our thoughts are. So ask your questions, please. Yeah. What
Absolutely.
else? What else do we got? So we had Christmas. We had
New
there's
Year.
another one of the circus animals for
Well,
tonight.
my kitten is deciding to join the party, apparently. She's out there. You might hear her in a little bit.
I wonder what that's all about. They're all getting all excited because we're back. We're live.
That's what it is. If
Yeah.
she was asleep, I swear, but when I walked through the room, she was asleep. Now she's, no, I'm missing
Hey, I
it.
know. I have a little confession. I do.
Okay.
I saw your show earlier with Kaya, and I was like, okay, she's wearing the blue blouse. And I was like, do I wear something similar or do I do something different. And
I don't always
truth.
wear the same top, but I did today.
Oh, for shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw you in that one. I thought, okay, well, I have one similar to that. And actually, I had that color of blue on, but it was kind of more of a t-shirt. And I was like, do I leave it on? Do I change? So, anyways, I did go change. I thought, no, it's fun when it's by accident, but if I
By
do it on
accident, yeah.
purpose, it's not the same. So I did go put on a different shirt. But very cool. Are we ready? Do we have enough people saying where they're from yet? You guys, make sure you get in there and do it as quick as you can so Tiffany can read that off. We want to hear where you're from. Are you ready with that, Tiffany?
Sure.
Enthusiasm. Yeah.
We have Montreal, Ohio, UK, Kansas, Boston, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Utah. Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy birthday, Tracy. New York, Georgia, Ohio, Michigan, Winnipeg, Canada, Wisconsin, Oregon, Canada, Michigan, Australia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, San Francisco, San Antonio, Texas.
There you
Hello.
go. That's in your neck of the woods.
Colorado, Minnesota. Oh, goodness, a dog falling on my lap.
Yay.
Michigan, Buffalo, New York, Kentucky, Indonesia,
Oh, cool.
Australia, Australia, Colorado, Alberta, Norway, Canada, Albany. I'll be there in a couple of weeks, Albany.
Ooh.
Chicago, Colorado, Tasmania, Australia,
Ooh. Nice.
Eden, and Tennessee, Seattle, Wow. You guys are everywhere. This is so cool.
All
Florida.
over.
We haven't had a Florida yet.
Nice.
And
Welcome,
Alaska.
everybody.
Alaska, fantastic. And whoever is in Albany, you need to go find Tiffany when she's there.
Yeah. That's kind of like
Alan.
the when
Sedona.
we were doing the hunt for you in Sedona.
Yep.
Go
Find
find
Tiffany in
her.
Albany.
Albany might be a bigger map than what we were dealing with when we did that.
Oh,
When
you can do it. Just
we
tune
went
in
to
to her.
Sedona, we put it out there to you guys to see if you could find us, and we gave you a general area of where we were. I don't know. Did anybody actually come up and say hi?
Yeah, but it was not somebody that didn't even know about that. It was a totally other weird
Somebody that just
coincidence.
recognized you.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
just.
that's kind of fun.
And I thought it was from that, and it's like, no, they just happened
Yeah,
to like Julia, and I'm like, okay, it must be from that.
that was fun just to see what would happen with that. But yeah, see if you can find Tiffany, you know, tune
Yeah,
in.
go to all the people. Are you Tiffany? Are you Tiffany?
Just
But
be walking
yeah,
by.
tap in. You saw
Butterfly,
her on the last
butterfly,
show. You saw her on the
butterfly
last
in the
show,
window.
so you
Oh, that's
can.
right. Yeah. Do you want to know what she looks like and you missed the last live
Yep.
show? Go to that. You'll see her.
Yes. And then just tune into her vibe. You got her vibe and you'll find her.
Yeah.
Let's
The
feel her
vibe.
out.
You'll get it by the vibe. Are you vibing, Tiffany? Can you feel yourself emanating the vibe?
Totally. Maybe when
Yeah.
I'm closer. She'll go, "Here, Albany, I'm here."
It's coming to you. I love it. All right. So, Christmas, New Year's, birthday.
Leaving
You guys
one year,
feeling the
entering
change?
another.
Yeah, I'm in a new year twice because, you know, every numerology, we're going into a 1 year, and then personally, I'm going into a 4 year. I don't know
Okay.
what all that means yet, but new
Well, I
beginnings.
know ones are new beginnings and kind of leadership or whatever those that represent, but it's usually new beginnings, I think.
Yeah.
But I
And
don't.
it's really fun because the clients have all been like, well, like I'm changing from this and doing that. And I'm like, man, you are right in alignment.
Cool.
That's pretty
I'm trying to
cool.
remember what four is in numerology in general.
All right. Who wants to look it up and post it in the chat? What's the 4 year
Yeah.
when it's a personal year? So that's my birthday. It's a 4 year. So yeah, that would be fun.
It would. Yeah. We'll see what you're doing and if it resonates, if it's what you're doing.
I know it is kind of fun to kind of look at that and see what comes in for that. And Tiffany, you're gonna have to unmute and let us know when you find that, unless you're looking it up yourself, and then you could tell us. But it is kind of fun to see if what's going on in life actually lines up with what's being said in those. And oftentimes they are. Like I'll go and not listen to astrology for a little bit, and then I'll plug in and listen to a show or something and be like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what's going on. Yeah. So very, very cool. Okay. So out there to all the Capricorns, happy birthday. We should do that every month, but sorry, this one's a special month. It's our birthday month. We'll do it again in April. Just saying. What did you find, Tiffany?
March. Did you say
In
a
March.
4 year in numerology? Yeah, it just what four, yeah, four means in numerology, and then it'll have a similar meaning as far as the year. That I'm just going by the numbers because ones usually mean new beginnings, and they're always, they're pushing ahead, but I don't
Does it
remember what
matter if
four
it's
is.
personal, if it's
Well,
a
here's a
birthday or
personal
the,
year four,
yeah,
time
I
of
see.
practicality.
No, come
Personal year
having fun
number
in that.
four brings with it the energy of stability and structure. This year, it is especially important to pay attention to planning and organizing all aspects of your life. This is a period where efforts are aimed at creating a solid foundation, be it in your personal life or at work. Year four requires us to be patient and ready for hard work. Here it is necessary to remember that achieving goals may take longer than we would like, but this approach will
Oh,
ensure sustainable success in the future.
stop.
Would you like to know what people said on the chat?
Is it any better? I mean,
Let's
so far
see.
I'm working hard and have to organize things and build
No,
boundaries.
nope, nothing's
Nope.
changing. It also says represents a builder, symbolizing stability, hard work, practicality, and discipline, linked to the four That's elements.
Tracy's middle name. I know, just that kind of buries in the Capricorn.
Hands down approach to life and work. Yeah, so how do
Okay.
you
That's
figure
your
your
personal year. How does that figure up again?
the personal year, yeah, so my birthday's January 2nd, so 1, 2, and then 2026. Okay. So I'm gonna figure out mine real quick in my head.
Yeah,
Or I
what are
might have
you
to
going
do
to
it
be
on
coming
the.
into? Oh, look at that. Somebody's telling
Yeah,
her something.
the nose is going. Well, because the year is one, 2026 is a one, and then March 21. So it's a three and a three, so a six, and so seven.
Oh, that's probably like path work type stuff, a seven, right?
I don't know.
So, anyways, I have to build a good foundation with work. And so you're looking really nice today, Julia. You are my hero. That's me building a foundation at
Got
work.
it. Okay, I'm like, what? What?
I know, I lost you.
I don't get what's going on right
Oh.
Personal year seven is a time for introspection, spiritual growth, and self-discovery, encouraging you to delve deeper into your inner self and seek a greater understanding of your life and purpose.
So you're going to get philosophical while I'm moving bricks back and forth, making foundations. Great.
I'll be philosophical about how you're building your foundation. You need a few more bricks. You need some more cement.
Think maybe you would like to add some more to your foundation over here, Tracy? Yeah. We can see how it's going to go.
What are you, Tiff? Let's see, April, How do you if calculate it? so four and 18 is a nine, that'd be a four plus the one, so five. You're a five, yeah. Personal.
Personal
Wait, you
year.
just did made my mind hurt. Oh,
Okay,
I like
I
numbers,
got
and
what you
I
did. Okay. Wait.
Well, her birth month is a four. It is.
Oh, Tracy, I think you want mine. I am not bitter. I am not bitter.
A
You know, you guys
personal.
are always asking, how do you deal with anger? How do you it, watch? God,
Okay, so let's hear five.
okay. Personal year five is characterized by change, freedom, and adventure.
offering opportunities for personal growth and transformation.
Oh,
It is
wow.
often referred to as the year of freedom or year of change.
Oh,
You
yeah,
know
you
what,
do want
Tiffany?
that one, don't you?
You know what, Tiffany? You know what would be really good to have is someone that can build the foundation around that change for you and somebody that can just be in their philosophical mind and helping you to understand it on a deeper level. So what a nice little trio we have here as
True. Yeah. I love that we're
I
all on
try
different
to
paths. Yeah.
surrogately move in on the change and excitement and party life that you're going to have while I'm working. All right, well, that was
Love
fun.
it. That was
Have you guys
fun.
figured out your personal year? And that's what you do. And just Google it, but you do your month, your date of
A
birth, and
day.
then
And you
2026.
add it all up
And
until you
you,
get to a one
yeah. So
digit.
it'd be 1 plus 2 plus, and then you go 2026,
Yeah,
two,
2026
two,
is a 1 year,
six.
so you're just adding one is what you're doing
That's what you're going to do.
there.
All right. So it'll be fun. Get in there and just share what your year is if you want to. That would be fun. But don't forget to ask your questions because otherwise you're just going to listen to us yammering on about silly things until we
Yeah,
get good
looking up
questions.
our birth year number,
We
personal
are.
numbers,
We have nothing else to do for another 42 minutes. So either you guys
we'll
jump
come
in,
up with things if we
we
need
will.
to. I mean, what we've talked about the energy, we've talked about those things and the how it's changed. We haven't talked on this show, I don't think, about the signs we came out of in the Chinese astrology. I think is anyway the year of the snake, and we're now in the year of the horse. But this is what I feel like is maybe officially doing it next month, and that's where we're getting some of this mixture thing. We may still be shedding. That snake is shedding. It's shedding its skin. It's shedding the old. It's shedding all this stuff. And then the horse, what does the horse do? It grazes or it gallops. And then they added, I heard some added, it's like it's a fire horse. So fire is
Fire
also a
horse.
movement sign. It's
Oh,
showing things happening. So
that's kind of cool. I was
You're
watching
building
a
your
thing on.
foundation in the year that things are going on, that things are happening.
Yeah, while you're building foundations and all the things that were read off at mine that I blocked out eventually. So I was watching this thing on horses where they were talking about their energy field is so big. And because they have these just kind hearts and that they and I don't know if it was a study they did or just somebody talking, but it just kind of rang true with me. And that's why they use horses for healing and that kind of thing, you know, the equine therapy and all of that. So I thought that was really cool. And I was doing a reading earlier. I was like, why do I keep seeing the head of a horse? Keep seeing a horse head. And the client goes, oh, well, we're going into the year of the horse. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. Because I
Could
was
be
kind
it.
of oblivious to it when
Okay.
it wasn't on my radar when I'm seeing this horse head. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be an important year. Okay.
I think
So,
so. I think so, especially after we let go of so much. Now it's like now you're ready to go.
yeah, absolutely. And it's been fun. It's kind of interesting because you can't speed it up if you want to. You can't.
No.
And
It's going to go at its pace.
you
But
guys
then
know
those are
you're
valuable lessons when we do this, like just to be patient, tolerant, allow. That's where the allow comes in. Allow
yeah.
things to come to you at their own, at the right pace.
Well, I got a little story to share until we get some questions going. This is my you can't speed it up story. So you guys heard me talking earlier, and well, last year you heard me talking last year about fixing doing things around the house, and one of the things I'm doing is putting in some new mini blinds, and this one window is like 70 inches wide. It's probably a little bigger than the one behind me. And I was like asking one of the kids, can you help me? Well, just got home from work. He's like, can we do it tomorrow? Me going, I already waited like 3 hours for you to get home. You want me to wait till tomorrow? Yeah. And so I thought, you know what? I bet I can do most of this myself. And I put all the brackets in and stuff. And I was like, you know, I could probably pop that in. And I go to get it out and I go to snap it in, and the end of it was broken. And I'm like, of course it is. So this is something that I had delivered to me from Home Depot. And this is going to eventually be appraised for Home Depot. But they delivered it to me so that I didn't have to go to Home Depot, because there's not one that's super close to me. It's like a 20 plus minute drive to get to one. So I'm going to have to bring this mini blind back. And they were so easy and nice about it. And she goes, you just want to exchange it for another one. I said, yeah. And she goes, okay. So you go right down that aisle, and it's, you know, it's at the end of the aisle. You just grab another one and bring it back. And say, okay, I go, and here it is. I find it. Oh, that's the spot that's empty. And she even scanned the thing to make sure they had one.
Oh
So I
no.
knew they had them, but the spot was empty. And I'm like, I wonder if they have them in the back or something, not thinking to look up at the five stories of racks that they have above it. So I go, and I'm, you know, in Home Depot, I kid you not, you cannot not bump into an employee. They're everywhere in there until you need one.
Yeah,
And so
until
then
you
I'm
need
looking
one.
around, and it's
I have found
like,
that.
yeah. And then the one guy that was in the area, he was with two people already. So I went over to the paint section and I said, hey, can I get some help over here? And she goes, she's looking at that guy too, going, oh, he's busy. And this gentleman comes walking by with his little apron on, and she asks him, can you help her? And he's like, oh, okay. So we go over, and I have the model number and everything. And we're looking up, and it's like on the third up rack. And it's like, there it is. I can kind of see it with the binoculars. I think that's it. And so he's going to have to get one of those little
The ladders.
manaboard things that lift you up. And but before he can do that, he's got to gate everything off, because he's going to use this mechanical thing to raise him up. And I'm standing there, and he goes, I need you to move over here. Like, he could literally do hypnosis. And he puts me over on the other side, and then he pulls the gate. You know, and then he starts walking to the other side, and I'm like, what is he doing? And he goes and he gets another gate that's on wheels, and he wheels it over, and he gets it set up, and he gets that gate set up. Now, then he comes over and he gets on the little manaboard thing, and he goes to put the belt on, and he's clicking it and clicking it, because it goes, you know, and the whole thing is like this. And I'm watching him, and I'm trying not to laugh, to tell you the truth, because all I was supposed to do is run over there, get one, get back, and I would be back home and I could install this thing. I was like, and I already had to wait because the night before I couldn't install it, even though I wanted to. So, anyways, he goes to start it and it won't start. And he's hitting the little button. And thank the universe, this other gentleman walks by and he goes, is that not starting? And he goes, oh, it's not starting. He goes, it's probably plugged in. He looks over, sure enough, it's plugged in. So then he gets down, he gets it, you know, and everything is taking its own sweet time. Gets it, and I'm like, can I unplug it? Can I do it? Like, come on, let's go. And so I'm just literally standing there going, I mean, it all gets done eventually. It's not a big deal.
This is a wonderful test.
This is just, and so then it just became entertaining, because then, and so then the other guy stays there because he's kind of watching this guy move really, really slow too. And he pulls the thing out, and then he backs it up, and then he pulls it and backs it up and pulls it and backs it up and pulls it and backs it up, because there's this little shelf thing. You know how they have the little display thing sometimes? And instead of moving it out of his way, he decides he's going to just wiggle his way around it. And the other guy goes, do you want me to move that? And he goes, no, I think I can get around it. Just like, thanks for trying. So then he gets up there and he gets the big box of blinds down and brings it down. I mean, like, everything is at this pace. Now I'm not the only audience he has. The other employee is watching him too. And I'm just standing there, just trying not to laugh, because it's like, of course it's doing this. This is my lesson. This is what I'm supposed to be learning. And I didn't do a very good job last night when my son said, can you wait till tomorrow? So they just tacked on all this extra time to it just to teach me. Okay, so I'm watching. And then he gets it lowered down, he gets unbelted, he gets down. And the other guy finally couldn't take it anymore. He goes, "I got this. You go ahead and go back to what you were doing." He grabs it and undoes it and gives me a box. And I'm like, "Thank you." I'm out there. But and then it was funny because I get up to the register and the now this is how bad it was. The gal that was originally helping me went to break. She took so long, she went to break. So these two young guys, they grab the other blind that has my sticker and information on it, and they get me all taken care of. And we were kind of chatting there, asking me how my day was going. And I said, "Well, it's one of those days where you find your religion." And he's like, and the one I'm talking to is like, "Oh, I hear you. Yeah, my day's been like that too." And the other guy just starts laughing. He's just, he lost it. And I was like, "Is he laughing at our conversation or is there something else going on?" When I left, he goes, "Thank you, ma'am. I needed to hear that. Find my religion. I'm gonna," and I said, "You might want to go home and pray so you don't have a day like ours." And he's like, "Stop." So anyways, we can't speed it up. And so
No.
just go with it. That was my big long version of
Well,
you just
and it's
can't
like the
speed
more
it
you
up.
try, the slower it gets. I mean, more things will happen. And it's like that's when it's to get you to that point of surrender. It's like, I give up. I just do what you're going to do now, you know, and then it starts moving usually, or you can see the fun in it.
I noticed that like one of two things will happen. You get to that surrender point or you get to that breaking point where complete honesty starts flowing out of your mouth like you're a total, no more holding back. I'm a volcano. It's coming out. And which is another great thing to have happen because you've been holding it in. And
True.
so it just all starts coming out. So I've seen both things over the last few months where it just builds up and the verbal vomit, or it's just like, okay, whatever. You're in charge. I get it. So, but yeah, it's
That
been
happens to me a
pretty
lot when I'm
benign.
driving in, like, so I'm on a dirt road and there's hardly any traffic on here. I mean, it's really unusual to have any traffic. But sometimes, you know, it's like when I'm in a hurry or something like that and I'm pushing it, then all of a sudden somebody pulls out, and it happens even on the highway, but they pull out and they're going so slow. And these dirt roads are narrow most of the time. You have to find a wide spot. And if they're thinking about it, they'll pull over and let you go by. But it's not something you can just zip around somebody, you know. So and it's so funny if I'll get around somebody and then all of a sudden another car does it. And that's when I'm like, okay, I get it. I've got it. Just slow down. Just don't worry about it. Just, where I went through all those other things before and I'd get so upset and I'd just like, ah, why can't I need something to go? And then now I just laugh when it happens. When it goes on the second car, I'm laughing. I'm like, you know, because
Yeah,
I know
I get
now.
it. You don't need to do the third one this time.
No.
I got it on two.
Exactly. That's my goal all the time is let me see if I can get it faster.
Yeah.
How fast can I
Let's
get
see if
this
we can get
figured
it on
out?
one or two and not have to get it to three because three tends to be the psychic 2x4. Yeah.
Exactly. Enough of the 2x4s.
Yeah, we're getting it honed in. We're doing good. All right, you guys, tell us about you. What's going on? Questions. I think that's where we're at. I'm not sure where if we have any questions that have come in yet. I'm looking real quick, but Tiffany, if there are any.
I have one.
Okay.
Heavenly Tiff Tiff, I missed the
Magic.
beginning of the show. Is there something going on energetically? Lately, I feel so unmotivated and can't seem to move forward.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about how it's shifting from one vibration to the other, and we're kind of in the middle of probably that shifting period. So you might not, it's like maybe your
Yeah.
body doesn't know which way, do I want to let go or do I want to move forward, you know, and so it could be that that's some of that.
I've been calling it like walking through molasses. It's just or mud or something like that. It's like you're trying to get move forward, but it's like everything's taken forever. Nothing, like when you get inspired and things just start happening and you're like pop, 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 pop. No, it's kind of like, huh, I wonder what I should do tomorrow.
Yeah, but you've been doing so much. I can't have a hard time believing you're saying I'm not motivated. You've been doing tons of things with your house.
I have been doing tons of things with the house, and there's still so much more to do. And it's kind of, I think the unmotivating part is wrapping one thing. I just want to get one thing completely done, right? And then it's like, oh, that took forever. Do I even want to start the next thing? But I did start with the biggest project, which was redoing the kitchen cabinets. So that part is pretty wrapped up now. I think there's still a little trim to get painted, but for the most part, we're done with the kitchen. But here's the other thing, though. Now we got this furniture. And so the backdrop to this story is it's Oregon. So it's been pouring down rain. And so there's furniture I want to get rid of, you know, and some of that probably could go to places like Goodwill or Salvation Army and stuff like that. But there's no way to get it there because of the weather is just not
Yeah, it
permitting
can't go if it's
to.
soaking wet.
Yeah, you can't throw that in the back of the truck and haul it somewhere because it's gonna just get drenched. And so it's like, where do you go with all that stuff? So trying to purge, but not necessarily able to purge. So not yet. It's kind of like it's all building up. So can't wait
Yeah,
to
you
see
put it
what
all in
that's
the
gonna look like.
garage, then the garage explodes.
Yeah, well, if there was room in the garage. Let's see. I have a treadmill that's got a lot of dust on it and some weight equipment. Yeah. There's things in the garage that are making the garage not accessible to put something like a couch in it. So, yeah. Anyway, so yes, progress being made, but also still feeling that same feeling that the listener is feeling where it's like, I want to move forward with this and I would like to just take this stuff out of here and free up that space and rearrange it and move the energy around a little bit. But I also have nowhere to put it, nowhere to go with it. And so it's like sits there in the same spot, waiting. We're in a holding pattern. We're waiting. So hopefully you made it in time to hear my mini blind story because that's kind of what we're up against, right? It's like, okay, that guy's eventually going to get back down here with that mini blind, you know? It's just like, I should have timed it. It probably felt way longer than it was just because, like,
Because
I
you were
mean,
in a hurry.
seriously. Well, I wasn't even necessarily in a hurry. It was just supposed to take a few minutes. You know, it's like, here, drop, go get that one, come back, and then you're out the door and you're back to your project. And instead I'm just standing there. And like when he took the belt, he put the belt on and then it wouldn't start. So then he took the belt off. And then the guy's like, oh, I just need to unplug it. It won't start when it's plugged in, which makes sense. It's a good safety thing. Thank you. So then he gets down on his hands and knees and leans over and he's unplugging it. And then he's got to get back up and then he's got to put that belt back on and he's kind of doing the thing because it's like a little latch thing. And it's like, can I help? Okay,
Yeah,
no,
well, it becomes a
no.
comedy after a little. That's why I, like I said, when the cars thing, I just start laughing. You
Yeah.
know, it's like if I keep going with this, it's going to
Oh,
be more. It's just going to be a
and
huge comedy.
there's no doubt in my mind that that was the clerk I was supposed to get because as soon as he started helping me, the clerks were coming out of the woodwork or
Of
passing
course.
by. Hey, hi, you got everything okay? Is everything you're fighting? Oh, is he helping you? Okay. I must have been asked 10 times why I was standing there by all these other clerks that, you know, were moving fast. I was like, nope, nobody was available when I was looking except for this guy. So he was my guy. And so we had our moment.
That's
He
so
was super
funny.
nice guy, super nice guy. I do wish that I would have recorded him doing the thing with the little, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like a
Yeah, I don't know what
flatbedded
they call it, but
forklifty
yeah.
thing. And he got a
Exactly.
joystick and he's like, roo, roo. I mean, it looked like something off of like one of those comedy shows or something, you know, where he's like moving a little bit this way, moving a little bit that way, turns it a little bit this way. I'm just like, and I'm thinking the same thing. I'm put behind this little gate for safety. And I'm just thinking, I could just run over there and move that box and then you could just pull forward. You didn't have to, anyway, all the things.
He had his way of doing it.
He did it and he did do it well. He didn't knock anything over. He got there and Yeah, probably should have recorded it. But, hindsight. Anyways, I don't know where we're at with questions, you guys, but hopefully that answered the energy question. We are kind of in, I think you were referring to the shadow of the Mercury retrograde
Well,
question,
yeah,
right?
exactly. Like, you know,
Very
when we have
shadowy
Mercury
stuff.
retrograde, and it'll go direct, but then you're still in a shadow for a little while, or maybe that, I don't know, there's all these different phases. And so that's what I feel like. When these signs change, when the years change, it's like it's not, I don't think it happens right on the first. And I know that the Chinese astrology really officially happens. It's like the first year, first day is in February is when it switches. So it's either we're waiting for that's when it actually does it, or I feel like maybe we're kind of in a shadow period where it's doing a transition where you were kind of in a blend of both. They're kind of overlapping. And that
Yeah.
makes sense to me. Why, you know, because I don't think anything just goes, this is it. You know, and
Yeah.
that's why they call, like, I'm on the 21st of March, my birthday is, and they call that a cusp because it's like a, it's
Yeah.
that blending period, you know, and you have influences from both signs. So I feel like it's something along that line. And we're in that right now where we were like ready to go. So we're feeling that energy, but we're still letting go of things. We have to do that before we can do this. So that's where we're getting that limbo thing, I think.
Yeah. One of the things that I was noticing for me is it will feel like one day I'm like, I'm doing this. That's what I'm going to do. Then the next day it's like, no, I don't know if I want to do that. Maybe I'll just stay right here and do this. And then I'm wavering. And then the next day it's like, oh, look at this pretty thing. And over here, like if I could dream
Girl.
really big, I could do that. And then I'm back over here going, nope, this feels comfortable and I want to do that. Or do I? Do I just want to stay where I'm at? Do I want to go over here? And I just keep going, do, 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 do. And nothing will, it's
I'm
like,
getting
and when
distracted
I'm
by a lot
on,
of shiny
well,
things right
and,
now. It's like, oh, catching my attention. So, yeah.
right? But it's like, okay, so I ask, why do I keep doing that? Because it's like, when I want this thing, I really want this thing. When I want this thing, I feel really good about that. And when I want that thing, it's like, yeah, I could do that. And then I'm back over here and it's like, what is happening? So I meditated on that and got that I was being shown three different timelines, but that it's not that I'm supposed to choose one of those timelines. I'm supposed to take what I like about each of those timelines and create the next timeline.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
Because that
So,
goes into where we're seeing more than one at a time. We're actually seeing through them. And so, oh, I
yeah,
like
so
that.
we're
We're
getting
kind of
little
blending them in
glimpses.
a way.
So if you guys feel like you keep jumping around with, oh, I'm going to go this way or that way or this way, and I'm telling you, each day it's like you wake up on a different timeline each day, going, yeah, that one. No, wait, no, this one. This is the one. Okay, good. I'm fine. And I literally have said things like, good. I'm glad I finally got that figured out. And then the next morning I'll wake up, this one. Wait, I thought I had it figured out. And I'm like, what's happening? Why do I keep bounce it around like this and nothing
I've
will.
been doing that, but I didn't couldn't define it. I so you
Yeah.
defined it for me as far as like what I was doing. I just thought it was another shiny object, you know, just something else catching my attention.
Well,
But
if you're curious if you guys listening, if that's happening to you too, let us know because it's this was something that I did through the channeling of Octarian Daniel, and I asked, it's like, what's happening with that? So I did a channel on that, and it was about bringing these three things together, or whatever, however many you have, because it could be more than three, and just bringing them together and going, well, what do I like about each one? Like, why would I want this one? Why would I want that one? Why would I want that one? And then bring it together.
I really like that because otherwise it feels like where am I trying to go with this? It's like the mind is disorganized and it doesn't know. And it's like, why is that? You know, it's kind of like, why am I doing this? Like you're saying, why am I doing this? I'm jumping from one to another. Each one feels very good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm going down that road. And then all of a sudden, then the next day, it's like, or like 2 days later, what was I working on? What was I doing? It's just
And
completely, but
why?
I was really going down that
Yeah, and it's like, why was it? It seemed like I was very excited about that. Where did that happen? That just disappeared. And then, but then 2 days later, it might be back just as strong. And it's like, whoa, now I'm back over here. So, yeah, it's been interesting. And so, I know I need to get focused on that. And here's the funny part. I went to so that happened, and then I had a QHHT session, and usually I go early to the office and I get all set up, and then I have like 15, 20 minutes before the client gets there to just meditate. Literally just sit down in the chair and I close my eyes and I hear ting 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 ting. I was like, no, I was going to meditate on this. And I really wanted to get a bigger picture of these things that were going on. And this was my quiet sanctuary to do it. And my client showed up right. I mean, her timing was great. It was, I was absolutely ready for her, but this was going to be my little quiet time to just kind of tune in. And anyways, we had a great session, and then I kind of forgot all about it, and didn't take that time, got all my stuff and left. And then I got home and went, oh yeah, I still didn't get to meditate on that. And at my house, it's dogs, kids, noise, this, that, opening and shutting
Hurry
the
up and
door.
meditate.
Yeah, it's like it's not the same sanctuary of that quietness, right? So I was like, all right. But that is something I do want to spend time with and put some energy towards. So anyways, so you guys, I think you're putting some stuff in there. I keep seeing the chat on my side here scrolling. So let's go into Tiffany and see what she has to share with us. What is everyone saying about their experience with these energies?
I feel like you were setting me up for the news, so I'm going to start the way that you. Yeah, exactly.
Tiffany, what do we got going? And
Man on the
wow, it's a
street,
blizzard
Tiffany on
over
the street.
here. I don't know what you guys got going on, but I have some questions.
Okay. All right.
This is from Tamara. What does QHHT say about when or how do we stop reincarnating, and where does our soul go to then? Thank you.
Gosh, do we ever stop? Well, incarnating here? Because I don't know if the soul ever stops
Yeah, I don't
incarnating.
know that it does. I know mom was indicating it's like we go until we've learned everything, and then it's like then somebody said, well, what do we do then? And you start over. So I don't think you ever finish because it's all going to the source. All the information is going to the source. And then every time you come into a life, you're always learning new things and all that keeps going. I mean, these are parts. I mean, if you look in a linear direction, you'll think, okay, eventually this stops. But if you pull it out and you look at it from this multidimensional aspect and from the aspect of our information, like some of the visuals that we've been given through QHHT, like I had myself in a session and it was like they showed me in like a pod or something and I was plugged in, something plugged in back here or something. Anyway, and it showed that all the experiences from all these different lives were feeding into that. They kept calling it my core, and it would feed into there, and then information that would go somewhere else. It would move on up. And I had the impression, I had the feeling that it just came like to soar somewhere. So it moved on. So see, we're always having these experiences to learn from, and that's why we will have these for ourselves. We might do something so many different ways, just so we can have the different perspectives of those experiences because we can learn so much. That's what it's all about. So, from that perspective, and it always feeding more to the whole and to the source to do more with it, to create more, I don't think it will ever end. I agree, like you're saying, that was a good question as far as like on here on Earth, we may stop in a certain place, you know, because we're having lives everywhere, all over the
All
place.
over.
Yeah.
That question made me think, though, like, when does it end? It's like, well, when does it begin? Is this the first life, and is this experience helping us on all the other planetary lives that we're having, or did our all the other planetary lives helping us in this one, and they're all technically happening at the same time, and we just have access to them. The full version of this life, from what I understand, is available in all the different aspects of it, all the timelines of it, all different realities and
See, that's
choices.
that multidimensionality I was
They
talking
all
about.
play
You when
out.
you go there, it's like, how could it end?
Yeah. It's such a big question, but such a good question, because it makes the mind just kind of be like, how do I conceptualize how multifaceted I truly am as a soul? I am this individual experience of the soul known as Tracy. having these experiences, gathering this information, learning how to tap into all these other things. But there's infinite amount of other versions of me going on, or other versions of my soul going on.
Possibilities too,
Oh my gosh, it's just endless. Because if you think about it, we're talking timelines, and I just express, hey, we're doing, like, I have these three timelines that just keep going, doo -doo 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 -doo.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to create an equal or a balanced timeline out of all three of those of desire. Now, all three of those are playing out from my understanding. So even just this version of the soul is infinite, right?
Yeah.
So every
Now.
aspect of the soul has an infinite possibility.
Right. But now what let's throw in, like you're talking about simultaneous time. It's all happening now. So it could be conceived as one lifetime, then could be it. I mean,
Yeah.
if you it's all happening, and so when that one's done, then where does it go? Because now it's done. I mean, this is where you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great question to bend the
Wow.
mind, because
So
it
now
depends on what perspective you're looking at it from.
yeah, like a more human answer to that is the point is to evolve and move out of karma. And once you moved out of karma, then when you leave this body, you won't have to come back to Earth to learn any more lessons. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't come back to Earth. You might want to come back to Earth as someone with no karma and have a
A
playful
guide
life.
or yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you'll come back as somebody that's, wealthy or in a good position to where you get to travel and enjoy different things and whatever might seem fun to you, like when you're in this lifetime and you're looking at certain things and you're like, I wish
Or
I
have
could
a
do that.
freedom year.
Yeah. Have your little freedom lifetime. So, yeah, there's infinite answers to the question.
Yeah, really.
So, nice question.
So
Good
good.
job.
Yeah, very good.
All right, what else do we have, Tiffany?
Let's see here. We had a question about, do you have any ideas or inspiration regarding boundary setting? Spirit has been telling me this recently.
Telling you that you need to set boundaries, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Because that's a big lesson that many of us
Mm-hmm.
are learning are being reminded to do. So I'm guessing that's what it would be.
Give yourself permission to say no.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always use that analogy of if my child was in that situation, what would I want them to do?
Ooh, I
You
like
know,
that.
as a parent, what would I want them to do in that situation? To stop letting someone abuse them or treat them poorly or take advantage of them or whatever the scenario is. And then whatever that answer is, if you wouldn't want your child to go through it, then why are you letting yourself go through it?
Excellent point. Yeah. That's a great way to do it. It's like sometimes it's like, what would you say to your friend? What would you say? Yeah, I love it because we do we treat ourselves differently than we do everybody else. We put ourselves last in our thing. So if we would just look at ourselves, how would you speak to a friend, or how would you work with your child with that? I love it. Because you're going to be, that's going to be your true self probably doing that.
So be good to
Say, heck no,
yourself.
don't put up with that stuff.
Yeah. Self-love is, we go through these stages, and we know we went through that karmic stage and clearing the karma, and then we go through the self-healing stage, which usually involves a twin flame. For those of you who get excited about that term, the twin flame comes in and they help you to fall into self-love. So what the twin flame does is come in and triggers all your traumas because now you've healed the karma. Now you got to heal the trauma. And then they'll come in and trigger you in that trauma, and then you can heal that. And then you go, the next thing is self-love. And I hope and believe that after self-love is divine union. And you'll find someone that has also gone through their self-love journey. And then you're no longer jealous, attached. You don't have expectations. You're just with that person because you want to be with that person. And if that person needs to go do something, you're not in that longing or missing or jealous or whatever you might go through. And so we're evolving. And anyway, so those are the stages I see. I might have missed something in there, but I
Wow,
think those
sounds
are,
good.
it does sound good. Just figuring out where are you on your journey. But self-love is a very powerful, if you're on that journey to self-love and you find yourself all of a sudden you're single and either you're not interested in dating or
It's
it
just not
just isn't working out,
working.
you just can't find somebody to date, you're probably on the journey to self-love because that is you being with yourself. So I think that's
Learning to
a
love
good
your
place to
own
be.
company.
Yeah. If I was stranded on an island, who would I want to be with me? Me. Yeah. Someone else might
That
drag
make
me up
sense?
at
It's
this
like,
point.
once you are comfortable with your own company, now somebody else can be comfortable with your company.
And when you allow yourself to be your true self, then other people can be their selves around you. That's just a good place to be. I like it. All right. Do we have anything else real quick? I think we're at that point where it's got to be real quick.
Pretty close,
This isn't quite a question, but kind of a comment, and maybe you have thoughts. Lady Tiffany, I was recently listening to Bashar, and he related numerology, astrology to being more of a reflection of where we are rather than it being a prediction of where we're going.
I guess I'd have to I suppose. I mean, all of it is like astrology, human design, any of those things. Like I've got a namology book. Any of it is just to help us understand our map of the world. It's not, I don't know so much that it's been predictions for me, like when
Yeah,
I
just
have an
this is where you
astrology.
are. That makes sense. This is where you
Yeah,
are.
I think that's accurate. Yeah. And like we were just playing with the numerology at the beginning there, and it is where I'm at. I'm building foundations and solidifying things and like literally creating something new. And so yeah, I would agree to that. I don't know if I'd word it that way, but I can see it in that wording.
In that context, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
All right. So I think we're at that point where we do
I think
some
so.
any announcements. Let's shout out to all of the companion classes for QHHT. They are all around the world right now. Do you
Yes.
know how many are going on right now, like are set up?
That are set up. I mean, I know I saw like at least six, I think. Probably more. There's a bunch.
Yeah.
And they're going in, they're all over the world. Yeah, like you
All
said, there's
over.
Japan, there's Ireland, there's
West Coast, East Coast.
well, Paris, and then there's, I'm trying to think the ones out of the country, Germany. I think those are the ones that are out of the country. And then we have, we have San Diego, Washington,
Seems like there was one on the East Coast too, but I'm trying to remember
New
where.
Jersey. Yes,
Oh,
New
okay.
Jersey. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so you guys go to the website, check that out. If you are a practitioner, if you're doing level one or level two, go to a companion class. We can't even stress enough how much you'll learn from that and the value of that experience and the connections you'll make there. You make lifelong friends in those things. So go check out the
Absolutely.
companion classes. And then what else would you like them to know? Is the New Year
Just
sale still going?
anything QHHT related, quantum healing hypnosis technique. I imagine most everybody here knows what that is, but my mother, Dolores Cannon, created it. And it's just such a powerful hypnosis technique that allows you to get all the answers to your questions and understand what this is all about, why you're here. That's the biggest question everyone has, is why am I here? Why? And this is the way we make contact with your higher self so we can get those answers. So if you want to have a session, if you want to become a practitioner to help others get their questions answered, QHHTofficial.com, and all the information's on there. We have our level one course that gets you started. It gets you everything you need to become a practitioner. We have our companion course that allows you to have a live component where you can meet with others that have just finished a course or very similar journey as yours, and you get to practice on each other and get immediate feedback on your sessions. And then we have further, if you want to make a career out of it, we have our level two and our level three courses. Level three is where you're in mastery of the technique. So see, we can take you as far as you want to go. That's what do you want to do? Or, like I said, we're just half a session.
Yeah.
Go see Tracy or any of our practitioners. We have thousands of practitioners around the world. So
Yes, we're being kicked off the
yes, we
air.
are.
Tiffany, any
Bye.
final
Thank you,
words?
Tiff. Bye, everybody. Thank
Bye,
you.
everyone.